the OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM.
Chris Martin.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio and a multitude of online platforms. It is the scintillating, it is a stupefying, it is a splendido crappy quiz. Every Tuesday and Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against each other in our quiz of sporting factoids. It's kind of, what is it, two-fifths of the way through the week and at the end of the week as well. Our first contestant tonight, allow me to welcome tonight's contestants, of course. Our first contestant tonight misses nothing about playing GEA. He doesn't need organized training, I should say, to video himself performing dummy solos and then watching it back on loop. Give it up for lockdown legend Tommy Rooney.
Hi, folks.
Woo!
Did you do the
kicking more points now, Tommy?
No, I'm going to have to make makeshift goals somewhere. A pair of trees or electrical lines in the road or something like that within my 2 kilometre radius. There's no more pitches up for grabs.
Oof.
That's unfortunately.
Is Tommy Rooney kicking points not an essential service?
I mean, it is, obviously.
Depends on the type of point, doesn't it?
Those frontline workers need to be entertained somehow, Tommy.
Yeah.
Keep them going. The outside of your boot can only entertain so many people, I guess. Our next contestant is missing his trips to the United Kingdom quite a bit at the moment. It was the one moment of the week where he could feel like George Clooney and up in the air, racking up air miles, sitting in fancy lounges and watching the clouds go by. Give it up for the beast of Ballyhaunus, Nathan Nate Dog Murphy.
That's true. My one day of peace and quiet per week, gone.
It is a shame. It is a shame. We feel it for you. Our final contestant today was quite enjoying lockdown and the absence of Kildare GEA heartbreak in his life. That was until Sunday night when he sat down to watch the 1998 All-Ireland football final. If you live in the north side of Dublin and your local off-licence is out of red wine, you know why. Give it up for Ger Gilroy.
Thanks, Owen. But I got to get my revenge. We're going to watch the trilogy of defeats that Tyrone inflicted on Kerry in the noughties next.
We can look at the 86 final as well, potentially. What's with the hat? Is it just... I guess it has taken a bit of a turn, you know. The heat wave was only ever going to last so long.
I've been out doing my recommended 20 minutes of exercise within my 2K radius, and I came back all sweaty. So rather than inflict that on the viewers slash the listeners, I decided I would at least dress up for the occasion. And also, having watched the 98 final, I'm strictly collars up from now on in all public appearances.
Who recommended only 20 minutes?
That was the UK recommendation.
Maybe it's half an hour, is it? Is
it? No, it's just get out once a day. Or at least once a day, is it?
I did half an hour anyway. I did 27 minutes. There's a cycle you can do around here for two cycling because my hips are too old. Have you been doing the Joe Wicks stuff? Like Joe Wicks tore my groins. Oh, I couldn't sit down for a shite without pain.
Jeez.
I was like,
"What? It's a terrible man."
But I've done one of them and I didn't do this morning's because obviously I was on air. But on Friday mornings, I'm not on air. And I did Fridays. And but you have to do it with the kids. Otherwise, the kids get bored and they won't do it.
Oh, my God. They get bored. Clearly, he's very good at what he does. But we're 2 minutes in and the kids are, nah. Seems like a lot of effort.
Yeah, it is.
I sincerely hope there isn't any small print in the government guidelines where it says it is 20 minutes because you just outed yourself.
I think
police are coming.
They've got other stuff to worry about, right?
No, absolutely not. Tracking down the guy who's gone for a 30-minute cycle in a 2 kilometer radius is absolutely the guy they want to chase down. Right. The format of this week's Crappy Quiz will be questions on the year 2001 for four rounds, and then we're going to quiz you on any year for the fun free magic number round and also the slip inside of trivia, which is the rapid fire round. You can podcast crap. Go on.
I kind of like the way this is going. You did 99 last week and then 2000 and now 2001.
Mad, isn't it?
So, Jesus, what's going to happen Friday?
98.
It sounds like maybe Tommy has prepped for 2001.
I have not, but I might do it for 2002. I'm saying that because the Quizmaster could mix it up. He should mix it up.
2002 should be a Saipan special. Nothing but Saipan. We haven't, I can't believe, I'll tell you, this crisis hasn't reached full-blown crisis yet in Ireland because no one has turned to Saipan and thought, yeah, now's the time to bring out everything we can about Saipan, like a full Saipan week.
From May 22nd, Ger.
On all of the off-the-ball platforms. We're going to actually wait until the day itself. That's a good idea, Tommy.
A live reliving.
I think we're giving away our plans, lads.
We could do a live reliving and get actors to voice. Whoever wants to revoice their role in it can do it. So, you know, Kev can be Kev, Lee Carsley can be Lee Carsley, Kelly can be Alan Kelly.
Jim Carrey would be Kevin Kilbane.
And also, I thought Kev was more a silent role.
Oh,
well, you could just be. He didn't. He never. He did. What? That kind of stuff.
The 2002 week is coming your way very, very soon on Off the Ball channels. But today it is 2001 on the Crappy Quiz. You can podcast the Crappy Quiz on offtheball.com or on the Go Loud app. You can give us 5 out of 5, please, if you want to give us a rating. And you can send any questions you have via Twitter, DM to myself, or at Off the Ball. Round one, the boring questions round, never multiple choice. Question one for you, Tommy. 2001 was an almost great year for your beloved Meath as they lost the All-Ireland football final to Galway. They absolutely hammered Kerry in the semi-final, though, with Kerry scoring how many points in that game?
5.
Correct. Good answer.
First game I was at in Croke Park.
Was it? And yeah, you didn't get to go to the final.
I can put it on the record. I actually didn't get to go to the final. I can put it on the record that I did not ole, ole, ole at the end of the game as some of the Meath fans are doing. And I'm not sure I know anyone who was saying ole, ole, ole. And yes, I didn't get to go to the final. Two of my cousins went to the final, Paul and Brendan. And they had no interest in football. They sat on the floor of Croke Park and played card games as the game was going on. Broke my head.
Wise man. Wise man, but sure, you didn't want to be there, Tommy. They got annihilated, and rightly so. You're telling me you did no research in the 2001 All-Ireland Football Championship, and yet you knew how many points Kerry scored in the All-Ireland Football Semi-Final?
First game I was at in Croke Park. How could you forget
wish
something
you
like that?
I wish you weren't
Meade,
a liar, Tommy.
Meade 2-14, Kerry 1-5.
Wish you weren't a liar, Tommy.
John McDermott and Ollie Murphy scored the goals for Meade. Mike Frank Russell scored a goal for Kerry.
All this shite you looked up.
Yeah, close to Wikipedia page there, Tommy.
Lads, it's the first game I was at in Croke Park. What was the first game you were at in Croke Park, Nathan? 96 All-Ireland Final?
96 All-Ireland Final.
There you go. Like, I say you remember.
I remember it well. Mayo lost.
Tommy, asking you how to the number of points a team scored is a tough question, a very, very tough question. And then you follow it up with the point scores. We're hugely suspicious at this point, I think it's fair to say. Alarm bells are ringing in off the ball towers.
The first game was, I've got accused of cheating before.
You've got a history of cheating on this quiz.
No, I've been accused of cheating before in this quiz.
Fact.
First game I was out in Croke Park. That's it.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how this develops.
Question one for you, Nathan. Who won the Cheltenham Gold Cup in 2001?
Oh, for God's sake. Say yes to Brack, Nathan. Hey. No impressions.
Like, come on. Am I back?
It's only easy because I knew it.
Come on, TikTok.
2001.
I thought the line went out there. He was taking so long.
Stop talking. You're distracting me. 2001.
Say Istabrak. Come on.
No, I'm not going to say Istabrak. Istabrak didn't run in the Gold Cup. It was the Gold Cup, yeah.
Hey.
It was the Gold Cup, yeah.
What?
Seymour Business.
No. Anyone?
Best Mate?
No.
Best Mate?
No.
It was before Best Mate's time.
The answer was no one. The festival was cancelled due to foot and mouth.
Ah, bullshit! Oh! That is
That's the best question of all time.
2001. 2001.
Oh, coronavirus. Coronavirus. Oh, yeah, now they heard it.
Nathan, you got screwed, man.
Ah, that is an outrage.
Oldest meme on the internet this week, Nathan. Great question, that was great.
I can tell you, not much happened in 2001 except for 9/11 and foot and mouth. And when it comes to stuff that happened in the sporting context, foot and mouth is by far the most important thing. Although there is one other thing which you'll get to in a moment. Question one for you, Ger. Liverpool won their last UEFA Cup to date in 2001. Which Spanish side did they beat in the final?
So easy.
Alaves.
Oh, correct.
Woo-hoo!
Alaves.
5-4.
5-4 indeed, yeah. 1-1 nil is this.
I'll tell you a terrible story about the night of 2001 UEFA Cup final.
You've done some research here.
Go on, Nathan.
So I was in college in Galway, and it was a Wednesday night. So obviously I went out to enjoy myself and watch the UEFA Cup final, and may have enjoyed myself a little bit too much. May have started a bit too early. So the game going to extra time did me no favours, to the extent that all I saw was a Alaves player heading the ball into the back of the net. I stormed out of the pub in anger at what I'd just seen. And it wasn't until I woke up the next morning with the most raging hangover that I realised that actually Liverpool had won. And it was an Alaves own goal.
That's great.
Who was the Alaves striker that scored all the goals?
No idea.
It was somebody famous. Anyway, go on.
Round two is the Jason McAtee round. Without question, the best thing that happened in Irish sport in 2001 was the fact that Ireland stayed on course for World Cup 2002 qualification. This round will test your knowledge on that famous day on Lansdowne Road when McAtee sunk the Dutch. Tommy, question two for you. Who was the Netherlands captain on the day?
Philip Cocu?
Correct. He's on a roll.
I hear.
Thank you.
He's totally looked that up.
Like, these are the years that form me as a sports fan.
I don't know. It seems that it does seem very just looked up. The speed, standard. Captain is not
Philip
Cocu question.
Is the captain. Yeah. No, it's kind of it's almost irrelevant in some ways.
I was going to ask you
maybe there were better questions than that one. Go on.
Yeah, maybe. Nathan, who got the assist for McAteer's goal?
I knew that is what you were going to ask.
Come on, that's easy.
I was like, oh my God, I can't think of it.
Is it easy?
It has to be Roy Keane. Gary Kelly, Roy Keane. McAteer's to help himself. It's a trick question.
I'm not going to answer now because it's sort of provocation. Let Jair answer this one since he knows, and I'll answer the next question.
Is Philip Cocu? Come on, Nathan, you know the answer. He's wasting time.
Sorry, this is a nonsense that I have to listen to this bullshit.
Come on, give me
an
answer.
Do you want to pass the question on to me and I will answer it? Do you want to swap questions?
No, we'll swap questions. Yeah, swap questions. We swap questions.
Yo, Owen, can they do that?
No. Absolutely not.
But he's been putting me off.
Give me an answer. Stop whinging.
Roy Keane.
Who is Steve Finnan, baby. Come
it
on.
It is Steve Finnan.
The most obvious one of all. You must have known that. It's Steve.
Off. Coming from Roy Keane.
Yeah, I know.
Gary Kelly gets sent off. He's playing right back. He should have been in the team in the first place. The ball gets whipped across the goals. McAteer's hiding left wing. I can't believe you didn't know. And your beloved Liverpool and all. Come on. Let's go.
Sure. Who was the oldest player that started for Ireland on the day?
Oh, balls.
Oh, come on, Jared. It's easy. It was Kevin
Steve Staunton.
Correct. Steve Staunton.
Yes, it was easy.
Right, good stuff. 2 points for Jared, 2 points for Tommy, 0 for Nathan at the moment, but you will score in this round.
0 points. 2 football questions.
I knew something like this would happen.
Nathan, don't worry. He brought back the fun-free magic number around just for you after your whinging last week.
Yeah, it's still here. It's still here today as well, Nathan. But in the meantime, round three is the very, very easy movers and shakers round. 2001 seems like a long time ago, but the transfers are memorable and these questions should result in 1 point for each of you. The fact that I've resorted to transfers should probably tell you how much a memorable sport actually took place in 2001. Question three for you, Tommy. Leeds United purchased which fresh-faced striker from the exotic climes of Serie A, costing the club £12.5 million in 2001?
There's obviously a multiple choice here, is there?
No.
No. Tommy's pretending he hasn't read this up as well.
I feel like it's a trick question. Say it one more time.
Leeds United purchased which fresh-faced striker from the exotic climes of Serie A, costing the club £12.5 million. A lot of money in 2001.
I'm thinking it's I'm actually drawing a blank on one of our strikers' career paths. I can't think of when he played with them. Was it Mark Viduka?
No.
No, it was Robbie Keane.
I think
he knew that and he got it wrong on purpose.
He did. He was like he was reading Robbie Keane off the screen there, and he went, "Oh, I can't do that. It'd be too obvious."
I bottled it.
Question three for you, Nathan. Speaking of Italy, which manager left Serie A in January 2001, paving the way for a memorable stint in international management?
Say that again.
Speaking of Italy, which manager left Serie A in January 2001, paving the way for a memorable stint in international management?
Jeez, you've got some hint there.
Sven-Goran Eriksson?
Correct. Sven-Goran Eriksson. I expected all these three to be answered within a second. Ger, the easy question for you. Question three. On July 12th, 2001, Manchester United broke the British record transfer fee by signing whom?
Ger was too busy marching to know anything that happened that day.
Hey! Rio Ferdinand?
No, a year too soon for Rio Ferdinand. It was...
Juan Sebastian Varane.
Correct.
Bollocks.
It was Varane. So Nathan closes the gap in that round. It is 1 point for Nathan, 2 for Ger and Tommy.
Have I to get a pen and paper?
You will for round 5, but your favourite round is up next, Nathan. Round 4 is the other stuff that's not sport that happened in 2001 too round.
There's an extra round, right?
Yeah.
Right. More rounds the better for me.
Compromise. Question 4 for you, Tommy. 2001 was the year the iPod was launched. How much did it cost at the time in US dollars? I will accept $50 either side.
Oh, man. The iPod. Like, I hadn't been on the market yet. Just trying to clock up my maths here.
Are you, talking to an Alexa or talking to somebody giving tears?
Schieffer's offside there, going,
Googling frantically.
Yes.
That's good thinking. $350.
Oh, you just about get it. It was $399.
Ah.
So I will accept. I will accept.
If only I'd gotten Robbie Keane, I'd be flying.
Nathan, this is my favourite question in the entire quiz today.
Oh, great. I'm delighted.
Actually, no, sorry. Cheltenham was. This is my second favourite question. Glenn Rowe.
Can I say something? It's okay.
Glenn Rowe was pulled off air in 2001 after 18 seasons on our television screens. But can you name the television show that replaced it on Sunday nights? It was a show about a fictional GAA club called Kildoran with the senior team coach played by Sean McGinley.
Great question.
The questions I've got are absolutely ridiculous.
We all remember it, Nathan.
That's pretty hard, unless it's very obvious, in which case it might be.
Oh.
I can't think of it either, but it's a great question.
I have no idea.
I'll give you multiple choice, because I...
Here, what's Gilroy doing now?
No! No!
What are you doing? Whoa.
No,
whoa.
It no can't be.
What's going on here?
Frantically.
Hold on.
Frantically Googling.
He's in the quiz lock.
Frantically, why would I be Googling your question?
You're just getting in ahead and 2001, have it up.
I could definitely see Jared fiddling or something there on his keyboard to the side of the screen.
Excuse me.
You were looking off screen and you were flicking, you were typing away there. Nathan is not getting multiple choice here.
Multiple
That's
choice,
no way, because you'll trigger it.
Shut up.
You'll give it straight away.
Was it off the post, sideline ball, or on home ground?
On home ground.
Correct.
Come on. Why are they giving him a point?
That is a joke.
Because, let's face it, do people actually remember that, or was it just me who remembered that TV show?
I remember. Well,
on home ground, yes. Obviously now.
No, that's fair enough. All right.
And the made-up names, off the post, like it was called off the ball, on the ball, or on home ground.
that was a low point for the quizmaster right there. Jerry, hold on. What are you looking at off screen?
This is a family show, Tommy. Jerry, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring came out in 2001. What is the name of Viggo Mortensen's character?
Viggo Mortensen plays Aragorn.
Correct. At long last, it's a character question. Right. We'll stop with those eventually. So the scores after round four are Ger on 3, Nathan on 2, Tommy on 3. Round 5 is the fun free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly right. Go get your paper if you need to get it. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. Again, I'm going to say that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, whenever Nathan is back, give us the following number. The number of Champions League medals won by Lionel Messi, plus the number of teams in the NFL, plus the number of All-Irelands won by Tyrone in senior football, plus the number of teams still left in this year's Champions League. Your 30 seconds your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So, I'm going to need the number of Champions League medals won by Lionel Messi, the number of teams in the NFL, the number of All-Irelands won by Tyrone in senior football, plus the number of teams still left in this year's Champions League. Pot them all up and give me a number. Time is almost up, lads. All right, pens down. Pens down. Jer, what have you got? Okay.
59.
Can you hold up your paper? 59. 59. Tommy, you got 31, was this?
I got 32.
32.
52.
What? Tommy gets the points because it's 51. The two lads both went bust.
No!
Woo! How did I get that 50. One so wrong?
Oh, my God. I changed from 50 last minute.
Right, so let's go through this. The number of Champions League medals won by Lionel Messi?
4.
4. 06, 09, 11, 15. The number of teams in the NFL?
32,
correct. The number of All-Irelands won by Tyrone?
3.
Maths.
And then the number of teams still left in Champions League?
12.
12, correct. So that brings you to...
What did I do wrong?
How can I manage?
You carry the one. There's no carrying a one.
So 4 plus 32 is 36. Ah! Plus 3 is 39. Plus 12 is 51. 1951, Nathan, gets you again. When in doubt, just write down 51.
I added it that all up wrong.
Yeah, I'm claiming the trauma of the times that addled my brain. I can't do simple maths.
I had all the right answers.
The score at the end of that round is Tommy 5, Jer 3, Nathan 2. Right, on to the final. Our winner tonight.
Gilroy Bottlet.
Our winner tonight will be decided.
I'm winning. How could Gilroy Bottlet? I'm winning.
Are you? What's the score?
5-3-2.
Oh.
It's a land of opportunity. You can bottle whatever you like. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Steph Currys from the Steph Clucksons. It's a no theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid-fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round. There will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the highest number of points. That's you, Tommy. Then onto the person in second. That is you, Jer. And then onto the person in last. Remarkably, it's Nathan. If you get a question correct, I'll ask you another question and keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. Once you get a question wrong, I move on to the next person. And your incorrect answer also means the deduction of 1 point. Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tommy, your time starts now. Name the women's champion at Wimbledon last year. Too
Pass.
Long.
Gone.
Simona Halep. Jer, after Old Trafford, which Premier League stadium has the largest capacity?
The Emirates.
No, Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Nathan, name the only Irish club captain in the Premier League.
James Coleman.
Correct. Name the Munster hurling champions.
Cork.
No, Limerick. Pass. Name the Leinster hurling champions, Tommy.
Galway.
No, Wexford. Name the NFL commissioner, Jer.
Roger Goodell.
Correct. What country did Dwight York play football for?
Trinidad and Tobago.
Correct. What club does Chris Wilder manage?
Watford.
No, Sheffield United. I think that's done you out of the win.
No, there's one more question.
There isn't.
No.
We are like 46 seconds in. Let me just hot these up. Jer, you are still on 3. Tommy.
On 3.
Is on 3.
I got one.
Nathan is still on 2. Wrong. So we have a tie between
Tommy. Oh, come on.
Why not a lane? I got two right, one wrong. I got
two right, two wrong. That went on there.
Chris Wilder screwed you over, even though it was late. I had started the question, so I finished it. Right, tiebreaker.
No, that's not a rule.
Tiebreaker. It
yes.
is. In all great quiz
You're
shows.
You're a bollocks.
I live by Deanne Robinson.
It's a crappy quiz. It's a crappy quiz. Not a great quiz show. It's a crappy quiz. You are not back in. You managed to bottle it.
Okay, if it is Tommy versus Jer in a tiebreak, Tommy wins the coin toss. So well done to you, Tommy. Do you want to go first or second?
I can honestly never remember where to go here.
First time,
second,
go first.
Right? Second.
Correct. Okay, Tommy. Oh, sorry, Jer. How many Ireland caps? Jer, how many Correct. Ireland caps does Darren Cave have?
Darren Cave. How many Ireland caps, Alexa, does Darren Cave have? Darren Cave has 12.
12. Tommy, what are you going for?
I was going to say that exact number, but I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say...
Well, that'd be stupid.
Darren Cave has... And it wouldn't be stupid if it's exactly the right answer.
True, true.
Darren Cave has 13 caps.
He's got 11. Jer wins.
Oh, yeah. Boom!
Good guess.
What a guess.
Oh, good man, Darren Cave. I never doubted you. You should have many more.
Oh, that's a sickener.
Congratulations.
Tell me about it.
Gilroy champion at last.
I'm back, bitches.
That is it. Tuesday's crappy quiz in the books. What are you going to say, Tommy?
What are we doing our 2002 rifle, quiz? Jesus Christ.
Rifle order resumed.
2002. Lots of Saipan coming your way on Tuesday morning on OTBAM. That's the crappy quiz for this week. Hit us with any questions you have. Congratulations, Mr. Gilroy.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.